Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, concluding the Easter octave. As you know, it was during the Jubilee year 2000 that Pope St. John Paul II, at the canonization mass of St. Faustina Kowalska, declared this Sunday to be also Divine Mercy Sunday. It's a beautiful, very important feast day for the Church. Our Lord told St. Faustina that this was to be the case when he instructed her, the first Sunday after Easter is to be the Feast of Mercy. On that day, priests are to tell everyone about my great and unfathomable mercy. So, heeding our Lord's words, let us then proceed to reflect on the theme of divine mercy, which ties in very well with today's gospel passage. The gospel for today from John chapter 20 narrates how the risen Jesus, after already appearing to Mary Magdalene on that first Easter Sunday morning, then to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, finally appears to his apostles who were hidden in the upper room, behind closed doors, for fear of the Jews. All of a sudden, Jesus appears to them, passing through the closed, locked doors. And we could very well imagine Jesus appearing to them, as he appeared to St. Faustina in the Divine Mercy image, as you could see on your right side, something like that. Our Lord stepping forward, approaching them with the white alb or tunic, with the wound mark still visible in his hands and in his feet, and his hand raised up, not in condemnation, not in violence, but rather raised in blessing. And his greeting is friendly and consoling, shalom, peace be with you. Immediately he shows them his hands and his side. The disciples were all relieved, glad, overjoyed, seeing that it was really, their master, their Lord, alive, risen, and merciful to them. Our Lord then repeats the greeting, peace be to you. And he renews his invitation to share in a special way in his mission of mercy, saying, as the Father hath sent me, I also send you. And then John tells us he breathed on them, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Thus instituting the sacrament of reconciliation, penance, confession, the great sacrament of mercy. To St. Faustina, our Lord had much to say about confession. And he says, for example, tell souls where they are to look for solace, that is, in the tribunal of mercy. There the greatest miracles take place and are incessantly repeated. Jesus assures us, through his messages to St. Faustina, that it is he himself who awaits us in the confessional, to distribute his mercy, to souls who, desire that mercy and confess their sins humbly and sincerely. The priest is only a screen, he assures us, a mere instrument, oftentimes a very lowly and unworthy instrument at that. By means of confession, the Church dispenses the treasure of divine mercy in a very powerful and special way, and puts into practice, in a very concrete way, the Lord's command, be merciful as your Father is merciful. And to live out the Beatitude as well, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Our Lord Jesus made sure that his disciples understood his mission to be one of mercy. I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world, Jesus assures us. For the Son of Man came to save what was lost. Unfortunately, it's true not everyone has, is, or will receive the gift of God's mercy offered by Christ. It's freely, tragically rejected. And in today's world, it seems that just too many are living in sin for the things of this world and not for God, eternal life, or heaven. As sin abounds, as countless individuals live as though God did not exist, and with many even opposing God and His church, we might be tempted to make our own the request of James and John as they experienced rejection by the townspeople of a certain Samaritan town. Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them? We might be tempted to make that our own. But Jesus would only rebuke us as He did James and John. You do not know of what manner of spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Divine mercy. This is what people need most in today's world. The divine mercy revelations, messages, and devotions, the image, the feast, the chaplet, the novena, the 3 o'clock prayers, all serve to remind us that Christ came to save all sinners, none excepted, and that we're called to share in that mission of mercy in some way, dispensing His mercy to others, to those most in need of it. Listen to this sample of our Lord's words concerning the divine mercy as recorded by St. Faustina in her diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. Jesus says, "Before I come as the just judge, I am coming first as the King of mercy. I am prolonging the time of mercy for the sake of sinners. But woe to them if they do not recognize this time of my visitation. Speak to the world about my mercy. Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice. While there is still time, let them have recourse to the fount of my mercy. I want to pour out my divine life into human souls and to sanctify them, if only they were willing to accept my grace. The greatest sinners would achieve great sanctity if only they would trust in my mercy. I am more generous toward sinners than toward the just. It was for their sake that I came down from heaven. It was for their sake that my blood was spilled. Let them not fear to approach me. They are most in need of my mercy." And regarding today's feast, Jesus says, "On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. And finally, mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy." Much more could be said. But these words are sufficient to give you a sampling, of the great blessings our Lord offers to us in the Divine Mercy. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, let us renew our trust in God's infinite mercy and entrust to the merciful heart of Jesus all poor sinners, but especially those most in need of God's mercy, those that we know of, and especially those who are near and dear to us, family members, relatives, and friends, acquaintances, neighbors, whom we know, can benefit from God's mercy. Tomorrow, we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord, Great Marian Feast. We can be mindful, that it was through the collaboration of Our Lady and her fiat, her yes, to God's plan, that divine mercy became incarnate in her womb, that mercy was able to enter into this human history of ours. So let us stay close to Our Lady, Mother and Mediatrix of Mercy, so as to always receive the gift of God's mercy and to help bring that mercy to as many souls as possible, bring that which they need most, the divine mercy. And Our Lady will make sure that she always leads us to those great fountains of mercy, confession, but especially the Eucharist. Our Lord says that the throne of his mercy, it was in the tabernacle, the altar, Holy Communion. So when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion today, we are receiving your mercy incarnate. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.